bringing Minnesota Powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. This is your host, Terry Goodsky. And today we head north to Net Lake, Minnesota for the Boys Fort Annual Soggy Bagah Powwow, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Your MCs are Terry Goodsky, Joe Hoagland. Your arena director is Michael Connors. Your host drums are Baron Traditional and Ruth Porter Family Drum. This is Powwow Trail, part 2 of 2. On in there. Hi, how's everybody doing? I'm sitting here at the annual Soggy Bagah Powwow in Net Lake, Minnesota. My guest today is Mr. Kurt Moon from the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin. Kurt, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I sure can. I should introduce myself properly. It's Sagoyatakehanihungets. That's my Oneida name. And I'm from Oneida, Wisconsin, and I travel all across the lower 48 in Canada to all these various powwows. Net Lake is one of my favorite powwows that I love to come to. This community is just outstanding. I always feel more than welcome here, and the people are just outstanding and great. I'm what you call a men's northern traditional dancer, and I've been dancing for close to 30 years now, and I've been coming up to Net Lake, I think, for about the past 8 years, ever since when my older brother was alive and brought me up this way, and I've always been coming to this community.
What brings you back to Net Lake every year? And I know it's kind of a rebuilding powwow this year. We're doing our best, but if there's anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or any words of inspiration?
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying before, this Net Lake, because the powwows that they have been having here, like I said, about 8 years ago when I first stepped into this community, there was a gentleman, but his name is Calvin Ottertail. When I first came into this community, to the very first powwow that I came to here, he was the gentleman that made me feel welcome. And he introduced himself to me, and he asked me, and he questioned me on where I was from and what I was doing and how I was, where I was from, and all them typical normal questions. With Calvin, he made me feel real welcome. Even though Calvin's not from this community, he always made me feel real welcome here. He's one of their spiritual advisors. So every time I come to Net Lake, he's always made me feel welcome. And at one time when I used to walk through the door, I used to go over and say hi to him. And after about a year or two, he used to get up off his chair and come to me and welcome me. And that always made my heart feel real good. And as time went on, I got to know a lot of the community members here. And we have that new thing that we have, that social network, that Facebook. I stay in contact with a lot of the Net Lake people up this way, up in the Boris Fort area. I became really good friends with them. They accepted me as a good person. They've always made me feel welcome here. And it's always a good thing. I've always liked coming to Net Lake. There's just something about this area. I like coming here. Their powwows are not money-oriented or anything like that. It's a good, old-fashioned, traditional powwow, and that's what I like.
As I was, Kurt, man, it's good to see you out there shaking and giving it everything you got, you know. I'd like to thank you for your time, and I'd like to thank you for your words of wisdom. It's always good to see you here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In your language, you say Mikwich. Mikwich, in that Ojibwe, Anishinaabe language, you know, and just thank you. In my language, you know, we say Yaonko Kokiwa. That's the biggest thanks I can give back to you in my language. I hope.
My guest today is the arena director.
Yeah, name's Mike Connor. I like to help out. I like to work hard. I work maintenance. And it's really cool to work arena director.
Tell me a little bit of what an arena director does at a powwow.
I usually hands out tobacco to the drum keepers to do the prayer, also to the spiritual advisors, so they can do a prayer also.
What kind of brought this to you, you know, the powwow way of life? How did you get the job?
Toodles. She kept on asking me about it, like kept on bugging me about it though, but then all the whole kinds of other people were saying, are you doing the arena director and this and that? And I was like, no, I didn't even agree to it yet. So then one day Lance Kingberg come up to me, so are you doing the arena director? I was like, oh man, I might as well, man. Having all these people ask me if I'm going to be doing it, so.
All right.
yeah, you know, as a young guy, it's good to see our youth kind of step up and kind of take these important roles. And, you know, do you have any words of wisdom or anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to, a thank you to for, you know, giving you this opportunity?
Actually, I want to thank the whole community and all the spiritual advisors and everyone who has been helping me a lot to actually do this as arena directors. Actually pretty cool seeing everybody dancing around. It has a lot of influence on me, and actually it's putting me in deep thought that actually I should actually put more time into my heritage and this and that and participating in my culture.
All right, hey, you're doing a good job here, man. You're learning, and it's on-the-job training, and I'd like to thank you for doing a good job. I haven't really heard any complaints yet about, you know, you just keep up the good work, man. It's good to see, as I was a youth, you know, young guy like you, just to step up and take this role.
All right, thank you. That's pretty cool.
All right, yeah, and remember, don't be afraid, man. We all make mistakes, but you just, you know, we learn from our mistakes, and you're doing a good job, and I'd like to thank you for that.
All right, man. Which?
Black water.
Bye.
Manoman Creek. Traditional.
Yeah.
Niji Powell Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiig.